First Lady of New York Radio, Joan Hamburg. Entertaining and informative. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, everyone. I have to tell you, when the other day, yet another friend, acquaintance, said, I'm so depressed. I can't take more of this. I feel isolated. My kids are miserable with everything. I said, oh my gosh, I'm calling poor Gretchen Reynolds, whom we probably all bother with all these things. Gretchen is the phys ed columnist for the New York Times, and she covers everything from exercise, feeling good. In fact, beside depression, I heard something today which naturally appealed to me, who's not an exercise lover, that you can get all the benefits from like 5-10 minute workouts if you do it more than once a day, you know, than the usual, all right, I've got to ride my bike for at least 30 minutes. Is that true?
In fact, you can probably get the benefits from doing it for about 4 seconds.
Oh my gosh, I love that. What can I do?
There's actually very good science that you can get benefits from really short amounts of exercise.
Oh,
that there's a whole new, that there's a whole body of evidence looking at what are called exercise snacks, which is something I happen to love, which basically means a really short amount of exercise throughout the day. And the exercise that they've looked at in most of these studies is something like climbing the stairs. It doesn't have to be, you know, running around your office. They've looked at things like going up and down the stairs for perhaps a minute. And in one study, they looked at riding a specialized type of exercise bike for 4 seconds.
What?
And if they did that throughout the day, it had a pretty impressive effect on people's fitness and their blood sugar control and all sorts of things.
You're kidding, but wait.
No.
So this absolutely will lift anyone's depression. I'm talking to Gretchen Reynolds, who covers all this stuff for the New York Times, the phys ed columnist. So I have an exercise bike. I have two. Sometimes they're hangers, you know, where I throw my clothes.
yes, but, mine too.
Right? But now I'll take the stuff off it. And what can I do it on a regular? It's an apartment-sized exercise bike. How fast do you have to go for
In the studies that I wrote about, that these were bikes that have a really heavy, what they call flywheel. And so what that means is you have to put in a whole lot of work to get it started. And so in that case, 4 seconds was enough for people to, in effect, reach their maximum heart rate. And
oh my gosh,
if you do that, then if you can stop, what they did was, and this was with people who were in their 50s and out of shape. This was not, you know,
NCAA
athletes.
But
the key is you do have to do it hard enough that your heart rate really does rise quite a bit. And on a regular exercise bike, like a Peloton or one that, you know, that
mine isn't even like that,
sitting around exactly for years, it's probably going to be closer to about a minute for you to really get your heart going.
But that's nothing.
And you can do it in a couple of different ways. You can either go for 1 minute and then just sort of stop and then do another minute and stop, or you can do it throughout the day. And it doesn't seem to matter. You could get on your bike and do it, you know, fairly hard for a minute. You don't have to make yourself want to throw up. You just need to do it hard enough that your heart rate really is rising. So do that for a minute. Go back to work, do something else. Next time you need a break, do it for another minute. It really does. The science is very clear that the benefits accumulate, and you will feel better both physically and mentally.
I feel better just hearing you say it. I think that may be enough. My heart is pounding. Let me ask you, what about weights? I'm looking at them as I'm talking to you.
Well,
they're saying
that
maybe
have
you
a
can
lot of benefit,
right?
But again, with weights, that there also is, thank you, exercise scientists who seem to also have busy lives and getting older, keep doing studies that are looking at how little we can get away with. And with both aerobic exercise and weight training, it does look like just a little bit done with some regularity will really help you retain muscle mass, which is really important as we age, and get stronger. So pick up your weights and, you know, do 3 biceps curls or do something that feels, you know, easy, comfortable. Do a few squats. Do lean against the wall and squat down a few times. That's really good for your leg muscles, your lower back. Mm. Do a couple of jumping jacks, and then you're done. You put in your exercise snack time.
I cannot believe it. I really, literally cannot believe this. So do you feel, or is science really saying that exercise, if you're anxious, which so many people are, and we're all, not, I wouldn't say all of us, but people like me, when I looked up, it's like I went out of the city for a weekend, right? And next time I looked, I was gone a year and a half. Like, what what happened here? But I didn't do a lot except cook, bake, eat. That was my exercise, opening my mouth and the refrigerator, exhausting. That's what I did. Can you get it back? I noticed a new neck grew, wrinkles I never had are everywhere, including my arms. That can go away or no?
A lot of it can. Another really encouraging finding from exercise science. Again, this is not just anecdotal.
Right.
I wrote about a recent study that came out that looked at what is called muscle memory. And this muscle memory does exist, and it exists in your muscles, not just in your brain. You don't just remember how to ride a bike. It actually looks like if you have done exercise before, weight training, aerobic exercise, it changes how some of the genes inside your muscles work. And those changes appear to last probably 4 years. The study I wrote about was looking at mice. But the changes lasted in the mice for months, which would be the equivalent of years for us. And when the mice started exercising again, they gained strength and muscle mass much faster than mice who had not done training before, because their muscles remembered how to get fit. And that's probably true for almost all the cells that are related to fitness. So, even if you have more wrinkles, that there certainly is some evidence that exercise will, in fact,
get rid of them.
Help tighten that. Yes, it may not get rid of them, but there is really good evidence that even if you've taken the last 2 years off, and a lot of people have. It's been
without
really
realizing,
hard.
Right? We don't even know 2 years.
Yes, it's hard to believe it's been 2 years, and it has been hard to fit exercise in. So now might be the time to say to yourself, okay, yeah, I can find 1 minute every hour, get up and move around. Take your kids and go outside. It's been so hard on kids. And the evidence for how potent exercise is for mental health is just astonishing. It's really, really good at helping you cope with anxiety, depression, basic worry. It can make a huge difference in whether you can cope with yet another COVID winter or not. Oh.
I know. We're hoping that we don't have to deal with it. But it really is interesting that you may have been doing anything before, even just walking, and that your head, your muscles remember that. I think that's quite incredible. So
it's very encouraging, yes.
without question, it's encouraging. So What else are you hearing about? Are you hearing that more and more people are like, enough already? We've had enough of this?
Well, yes. I think that both anecdotally and when they do surveys, there's no doubt that people are saying enough. And one of the issues, that particularly in the work that I do, which is looking a lot at what we're learning about physical activity, is that there has been a really substantial drop-off. And this is globally. This isn't just the U.S. This, around the world, there's been a big drop in how much people move. When they have done surveys, it's like 25% fewer steps per day. And that's huge. And it's right. 50% for children. And the issue in that is, for one thing, it makes it harder to cope mentally with the nonstop bad news. But it also does mean that for some people, they may think that they can't go back to exercising, that they've been, you know, it's been too long. Right. And the evidence is really, really strong that that's just not true. Go slow at first, especially if it has been 2 years or if it's been 20
Almost,
years.
Yeah, and we're starting, don't forget, we're on year three right now.
Yes.
Right, year three.
It's winter time, it's cold, it's dark. Some gyms are closed, some classes have stopped mm-hmm. that people relied on. And there certainly are people for whom exercise was a really important social activity, and that's been hard to replicate. But I will say one thing that has happened as a result of the pandemic is you can now find classes and groups online that did not exist before. And a lot of the classes are free. You can join, and some of them will show pictures of everyone who's in the class. So you can, you know, retain your sense of being part of a
right.
group. If you like yoga, there's so many yoga classes. There are body weight exercise classes. More of those exist now than before the pandemic. It's just now that the onus is on you to find them. But I don't think it's that hard. So look around. I mean, a lot of companies are offering free classes. You can probably find something if you want to be part of a group that does let you keep working out, even in your living room, for free.
Well, you know, and what you're saying makes a lot of sense. And I think a lot of the problem is that because so many of us are home instead of going to a place. I mean, it used to be you'd finish work, and if you didn't have to get home to the kids, you might go to the gym or, you know, you might run around the park or something. But people are home, and it's very easy to say, you know what, I'm not going to bother. I'll do something. I'll watch a movie.
Yes, which is
we've got to retrain.
I love that. I personally love the idea of exercise snacks because it does mean you do not have to set aside half an hour. It means you can find mm-hmm. something that you like doing. And if you're in an apartment building, there certainly are stairs nearby. You can go up and down. But even if you have children, go outside and pretend you're being chased by zombies and run around the block.
Right.
Do that for 1 to 2 minutes, and you have made a difference in both how you feel mentally and physically. It doesn't have to be a lot.
Do you work out every day?
Well, I do, and that's in part because it is how I cope with everything that's
right.
going on. I also have dogs, and I tell people if it's possible to have dogs, they're the best coach you will ever have because they have to go out, they have to be walked, and they exhibit so much joy every time you go. It's a reminder of how much pleasure you can find in being outside and moving around. It changes the rest of my day to get up and go
you
for
know
a
what?
Walk
it's
with my
true.
Dogs.
It's true. If I say to my dog, ball or beach, she goes crazy. Like, how does she know that? But I don't question it. She absolutely does it. And of course, she walks me. I can't walk her. She's big and she pulls like crazy.
Well, and one of the things that dogs do is something that exercise scientists are finding is very beneficial, which is go hard for 30 seconds, stop and sniff something, go hard again for 30 seconds. They basically do interval training, which is a wonderful way to work out in a very short period of time.
Exactly. You know, and my dog is not interested in that. I don't feel like doing anything. You know, get up and pay attention. So, ay, ay, ay. Gretchen, thank you. I am really excited. Now, I'm eyeing that exercise bike, which has at least 3 days worth of tights hanging on the handlebars. Time to come off.
I hope you will put it to use, and I hope you will enjoy it, because if I had any advice, and this is scientifically based for everyone out there, it's find something you enjoy doing, and that's how you will stick with it. And you will find that it makes the rest of your day so much more enjoyable.
I know. We need you to teach a class. That would be much fun.
My class would be come That's along right. with me with my dogs on the trail.
That sounds good. Gretchen Reynolds, the phys ed columnist for the New York Times. And what she told you today could literally change your life. I mean, get up. If I can get up and it's getting harder and harder, you know, don't let opening the refrigerator door be your arm exercise, although it's not bad. You know,
it's a
or
start.
Sitting with the freezer. That's right. One spoon in the freezer with the Breyers half gallon of vanilla. No more. Okay. We're back to the real world. Gretchen Reynolds, I'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. I'm Joan Hamburg, and you're listening to WABC. Look, guys, 4 seconds a minute, and you're home. Stay tuned.